You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Of jazz song dedicated to that warm analog ooze of vinyl, we begin our trek with band leader, jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and cornetist Billy Butterfield with the tune When It's Sleepy Time Down South back in 1960, conducted by Jack Plyce. So Billy gained attention working with Bob Crosby from 37 to 40 and went on to work with the likes of Artie Shaw, Les Brown, and the great Benny Goodman. From 1943 to 47, he took a break from the jazz action to serve in Uncle Sam's Army. In the 50s, he recorded two albums with Ray Conniff, and in the 1960s, he recorded two albums with the orchestra for Columbia Records. Towards the end of his life, he was a member of the world's greatest jazz band led by Yank Lawson and Bob Haggard from the late 1960s until his death in 1988. The bottom line was that he was a very versatile pre-bop trumpeter with a beautiful tone, and he could play pretty ballads and heated Dixie with equal skill. And it's a cat like this from the formidable days of vinyl exclusively that folks would spin to get their jazz kicks. And we shall continue spinning some of the best musicians and their music via that snap crackle pop of the vinyl classics. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from that jazz town that is classic, warm, and full of waxy grooves via 18 and Vine lore, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you the best grooves from our vinyl vaults. Man, this next cat on the show is from an album I recently found. Here's the great KC jazz artist and ambassador, Mike Matheny, off the 1986 album that was hugely well-received, Day In, Night Out, on Impulse. Here's the tune, Sawdade.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was polka musician Roman Gaz teamed up with Paul Gaz and his orchestra with the 1931 tune Tea Party Waltz. His music featured a bohemian brass style and appealed to a huge swath of ethnic groups like Dutch, Bohemian, Belgian, German, and Polish. When he was 11 years old, he joined his father Paul and his older brothers George and Mike in forming the Paul Gaz Orchestra. Their first job was playing at a silver wedding anniversary in Wisconsin. At their peak, Gaz and his band were on the road 6 nights a week, returning home for a noon radio show on Sunday, and then playing a park concert, picnic, or festival in the afternoon. In 1979, he was inducted into the International Polka Hall of Fame, and for very good reason. This next tune features Bill Evans with his trio for the first ever live album at the Village Vanguard back in 1961 with the song Glorious Step, and this would be the last time that talented double bassist Scott LaFaro would be on a recording. He died 10 days later in a sudden car accident, but his legend continues.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was jazz trumpeter, singer, and composer Kenny Dorham with the 1955 tune Aphrodisia off the album Afro-Cuban. And man, this is a smoking cool album. Unanimously dubbed underappreciated, Kenny was one of the most active bebop trumpeters that played with the big bands of Lionel Hampton, Billy Eckstine, Dizzy Gillespie, and Mercer Ellington, and the quintet of Charlie Parker. He was also a charter member of the original cooperative of the Jazz Messengers. He only lasted until the age of 48, but he left a mark on jazz that no one will ever forget. Coming at you next on this hour of vinyl jazz here on Neon Jazz is pianist Buddy Weed with the 1950 tune Autumn in New York. Thank you.
B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. We'll be right back.
That was St. Louis native, along with being a pianist and organist, Milt Buckner, with the 1975 song Milt's Boogie off a very cool Green Onions EP. In the early 1950s, he popularized the Hammond organ and pioneered the parallel chord style that influenced Red Garland, George Shearing, Bill Evans, and Oscar Peterson. The jazz was in the Buckner genes. His brother Ted was a saxophonist. He started his career off in Detroit playing with the McKinney Cotton Pickers and then moved on to Cap Calloway and the likes of Lionel Hampton. Here's the great trumpeter and jazz voice, Chet Baker, next on Neon Jazz. This is his 1959 song, If You Could See Me Now, off his album simply called Chet.
My name is Al Muirhead, and I'm a Canadian jazz trumpet player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was the 1950 song I Want to Be Happy off the Hot Trumpet Jazz Ensembles featuring Roy Eldridge, Charlie Shavers, Joe Thomas, Emmett Berry, and Jonah Jones. Roy Little Jazz Eldridge was a huge influence on Dizzy Gillespie and was known as one of the most influential musicians of the swing era and a precursor to bebop. Together with this collection of jazz veterans, it's an album worth picking up. Here's the great Count Basie with his band live in New York back in 1946 with the song The King, and that's exactly what he was, right here on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. That was piano legend Teddy Wilson, along with Jerry Mulligan and his quartet, with the 1957 song Stompin' at the Savoy, live at the Newport Jazz Fest. Together, these two sparked a bit of that jazz magic. Coming close to the end of this hour of vinyl jazz together, here's a bit of the New Orleans. In 1977, this is the Royal Dixie Jazz Band with Bourbon Street live in Las Vegas. Again, that was the fine outfit Royal Dixie Jazz Band with the tune Bourbon Street and some of that down-home, Cajun-flavored New Orleans jazz. And with that, our final tune is queued up below us. The man who orchestrated some of the most memorable jazz of all time for the Peanuts franchise, Vince Guaraldi, with the 1968 song It's Your Dog, Charlie Brown, off the Oh, Good Grief EP. This man single-handedly made sure that jazz remained in the popular song charts at a time when pop and rock reigned supreme. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that packs a broadcast and engineering punch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Like what you heard, or is there something you would like to hear? We are here for you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.